Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on Lawrence Bracaliello, B-R-A-C-A-L-I-E-L-L-O. Lawrence Bracaliello is a 53-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/14/22. Pretty was lifting a ladder off of a bucket truck in an overhead fashion. Period. He experienced immediate neck pain followed by numbness in his arms and thighs. Period. He went to Inspira emergency room the same day. Period. He is unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did undergo 3 injections but no surgery to the neck. But he also had physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 4/3/23. Period. In paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 6/14/22. Period. He had the sudden onset of symptoms associated with lifting a heavy object. Period. This involved sharp neck pain that caused him to drop to his knees. Period. This was followed by numbness of the right arm that resolved after shaking the arm. Period. He then developed left arm numbness once he started driving. Period. He denied previous neck injury. Period. He had no common complaints of numbness or ridiculous pain. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the cervical spine. Period. He was diagnosed with a neck sprain for which he was placed on activity modifications and advised to use ice and Tylenol. Period. X-rays done on that date showed no vertebral body compression deformity. Period. There were multi-level degenerative changes. Period. CT is more sensitive for the evaluation of fractures and can be performed if there is concern for acute injury. Period. He continued to be seen at Inspira and also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on September 22, 2022, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Disabella. Period. He gave a diagnosis of cervical pain and cervical radiculopathy. Period. He commented the patient had degenerative joint disease in his cervical spine, but is showing radicular type symptoms which are new. Period. He ordered an MRI of the cervical spine. And he was to remain out of work. Period. The cervical spine MRI was done on 11/8/22. Period. Showed multi-level chronic degenerative disc and joint disease with no acute abnormalities. Period. There was multi-level degenerative foraminal stenosis throughout most of the cervical spine. Period. He had anterior osteophytes seen throughout much of the cervical spine, which may reflect DISH, capital D-I-S-H. Period. In paragraph, he then was seen by pain specialist Dr. FitzHenry. Period. On 4/3/23, he administered a cervical epidural injection. Period. He had scratched that. He then saw Dr. FitzHenry on 4/24/23, reporting 95% relief. Period. He rated his pain at 1/10. Period. He was deemed to have improved significantly after 2 injections, but he was going to continue his home exercise program and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a tan that he attributed to being in Florida for 10 days, but he also recently traveled to Napa Valley and Las Vegas. Period. extremities, upper pinprick sensation was diminished on the dorsal right thumb and small fingers. There they were also decreased on the left index finger and thumb volar fingertips. Peripheral pulses and soft touch sensations were intact. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Hands or elbows normal. Spine cervical. Active extension was full to 60 degrees. Appeared flexion was to 40 degrees. Comma rotation right and left 65 degrees. Comma was side bending right 25 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Appeared there was mild tenderness, palpation about the right upper paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. But there was none on the left or in the midline. Compare the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 6-14-22, Lawrence Bracaliello was injured lifting a heavy ladder from an overhead position. Period immediately felt pain and numbness into the arms. Period. He was seen at Inspire Urgent Care the same day when x-rays were done and he was initiated on conservative treatment. Period. He participated in physical therapy. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Isabella, who had him undergo a cervical MRI on 11-8-22 to insert here. Period. He also came into the pain management care of Dr. Fitzhenry and responded very well to two epidural injections. Period. He was ultimately deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Period. He did not undergo electrodiagnostic testing. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found the petitioner to have a muscular physique. Period. He had a suntan that he attributed to being in Florida for 10 days. Period. He also recently traveled to Napa Valley and Las Vegas. Period. These all speak to high functionality. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but sternum's vertebra was negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper extremities without any weakness. Period. However, he did offer complaints of diminished sensation, as noted above. Period. These involved both the right and left hands. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. In the subject event, the petitioner sustained a cervical strain. Period. He has remained highly active even since retiring from the insured on 6-28-22. Period. And